Milner flooding at Glen Matlock. I'm pleased to hear. Tonight we have episode 3 of our Festive 50. The top records of all time was chosen by you, the listener. Tonight, numbers 25 to 11 inclusive, plus more of the year's hottest sessions. This time around, alternative TV, Penetration, The Slits, and Magazine.
Thank you.
you're going to end it there. All right, it's entirely up to you. There's a magazine, and the light pours out of me. I was outraged, actually, upon reading the paper this morning to see that Kenny Dalglish was only voted 8th in the European Football of the Year poll. Oh, that's ridiculous. Perhaps it'll be next year for him, anyway. Here's the penetration and the excellent Future Days. In Future Days. I particularly like singing along with the you know what I mean, don't you? Anyway, that session was recorded for us on July the 5th, and 12 days later we recorded one with Alternative TV, and since hearing it, I've always stoutly maintained it's the best thing that they've ever done. The proof of the pudding, I suppose, is in the eating in this particular case, and this is called Release the Natives. Thank you.
factory. Asking for pennies. Rice balls for the refugees. Crawling on your hands for mercy as the cannibal lifts his axe, as the cannibal lifts his axe, feeding the millions. Second-hand clothes.
Alternative TV and release the natives, and still the Christmas cards are coming. There's a stack of Christmas cards this year, you know, many more than I've ever had before, and I'm very grateful for them. If you sent one, thanks. If you didn't, you know what you can do with yourself. I even got 18 today, just got to show you, several days after Christmas, and 18 Christmas cards, including one from the Extremist. Well, that wasn't actually a Christmas card. I like the idea of this. They sent me a record token, £5 record token, too. So thanks very much to the Extremist. I should go out and buy, amongst other things, another copy of your single, because the one I got is getting a bit worn. For the Extremist, I don't want to say that, really, because you always think you've got to link things together somehow. This isn't for the Extremists at all.
Thank you.
magazines, not a single bright-eyed and bouncy Nancy, is 18 and until recently worked as a dentist receptionist in Leon C. Among them, that was touch and go, and my mind ain't so open enough, and lie awake at night sobbing silently into my pillow, considering that the Slits have yet to make a commercial record. But they have done two sessions for us, and most of you know them well, I would imagine. We're going to try and get another one from them early in the new year. This is Instant Hit. Consider that the Moody Blues have made about 200 LPs and the Slits have yet to record, it makes you realise this is a rum world we live in. More from Penetration.
I'm
and won the for a great many more penetration records in 1979, and more sessions from him as well. Movement and Stone Heroes, and another from Alternative TV. Alternative TV, the session produced by Tony Wilson, also produced the new magazine single, but not the session, as produced by Malcolm Brown.
Oh,
real life, and there's a magazine. That must be what I am looking forward to 1979. I mean, I think 1978 has been a great year. Some extravagantly good records. And I find that I drive a little slower now and on my way home, just to be on the safe side, because there are things like the Fall LPs to look forward to and more gigs with the Molesters and so on. Let's be careful, you know. These are the Slits, and this is FM. Radio Slit Style, called FM, which is written by Carl Olive, who was subsequently given the elbow, and here's another one from Penetration. This is Vision.
Madonna.
concentration and aspiration. And last night we left the Festive 50 at number 26, which was Born to Run, Bruce Springsteen. The Festive 50, for those of you who have not been with us before, listener's choice of the best records ever. They were invited to choose their best three tracks, whether album tracks or singles, and I whipped these up into a frothy little chat. This, as I say, is at number 25. Watching the Detectives, number 25 in the Festive 50. We've got a lot of Elvis Costello for you next week, at least at the beginning of it, because on Monday there's a session from him, along with sessions from Susie and the Banshees, Reggae Regular, and the Boomtown Rats, and the Dannon, plus the top 10 of the Festive 50, which I think you'll find very stimulating indeed. I'd like to think so, anyway. And on Tuesday, we're playing your tracks from the new LP. You've probably heard some of them already, but it's very good, actually, the new Elvis Costello album. And also in that programme, a tribute in song to one particular part of these benighted islands, which has brought us a torrent of wonderful music during the past 12 months. No guessing. This next record, which is number 24, should please Chris of Luton and the Art Department of Barnfield College, also of Luton. Thank you.
the money and pull out the plum behind me. We put the shadows, rock flashing buttons, as you waken. Hey boy, hey child, have you got your name on it? But I say, I'll get the money and I'll put the right time. I'm not that right, I'm not that right.
Two years ago, the number 24 record in the Festive 50 was White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane. Things have changed. Those are the Jam down in the Tube Station at midnight, and this is at number 23.
Yeah.
I should have made a few bob for Lee Perry and Junior Mervyn. Those are The Clash, number 23 in the Festive 50 with Police and Thieves. And this is for Nancy, and at number 22... Record by Susie and the Banshees to make it into the Festive 50. It's number 22. Hong Kong Garden, of course. Will there be others? Well, you'll have to wait and see. In our 1976 Festive 50, Van Morrison's Madam George was at number 21, whereas this time...
Madam George.
Well, Van, there's a wacky thing for you, if you like. Number 21 2 years ago and number 21 this year. Madam George, Van Morrison from the LP Astral Weeks, 10 years old this year. This is number 20. Doubly sad that it all had to come to an end, doesn't it? That's the Rosillos, I Can't Stand My Baby, and that's number 20. And only one of the seven records which survived from the 1976 charts to make the 1978 one actually went up. It only went up one place from 20 to 19, but that's quite an achievement.
Thank you.
Leonard Skinner, and that's Free Bird at number 19 in the first of 50. Only one more survivor to go, too, from 1976. This is number 18, and it's for the pig, in the hope that we can soon have one. A holiday in the sun, I mean. Holidays in the sun, and it'd be charming if the pistol 17 was at 17, but it isn't.
With you.
Session from them, ready to broadcast early in 1979, The Only Ones, Another Girl, Another Planet, and that's at number 17. At 16, we find our highest placed would be Dictator.
Thank you.
16, David Bowie, and that's Heroes. And at number 15, the shortest record in the Festive 50. I was sorry about that. The record jumped about a little bit there. You probably did as well, though. Those are the Clash, of course, and that's quite right. Didn't do that at home, I will say that. And that was number 15 in the Festive 50, a minute and 50 seconds of it. Shortest record 2 years ago, for those of you who are interested in these things, which probably nobody at all except me. Shortest record is Wild Man Fisher's Go to Rhino Records, which is only a minute long. This is the last at number 14 of the Seven Survivors from 1976. 2 years ago, it was number one, just a nose ahead of Layla. And now, as I say, it's number 14.
Thank you.
get through if we all call the tune. Then the piper will lead us to reason, and a new day will dawn for those who stand long, and the forest will echo with laughter.
Time of asking, number 14 this time, Led Zeppelin from the LP Led Zeppelin 4, and that's Stairway to Heaven. And several weeks ago now, I was met outside Broadcasting House by a couple of lads, both called Alex from Pimlico Comprehensive School, and they said, please play a certain record for the Woodcraft Lot. Danny Brooks, Mark and Natasha Brooke, no relation to Danny, Tag, Stan, and all of the punks at Hampstead Comprehensive. And they'll be pleased to hear the record that they wanted to hear is number 13 in the Festive 50.
Is she really going out with him?
A great record, wasn't it? And the Damned Shall Rise Again from the Dead, and we have a new session from them too, as we broadcast early in the new year. That's number 13, New Rose. And from here on to the top, things get pretty hard-nosed, I'll tell you that. In fact, you probably figure out what quite a few of the records are. It's just a question of the order that they're in, you see. This one had to be in there, though, at 12.
Dumb.
And the last one in this week's programmes is at number 11. And, well, this is probably one of the ones that you guessed would be there. Thank you. Little Fingers, and that's at number 11 in the new Festive 50, Alternative Ulster, and the top 10 on Monday night's programme, and I hope you listen to that. I'm really looking forward to it, actually. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that you'll know in there. In fact, you'll know it all, I hope, but we also have sessions for you, or parts of sessions, from Susie and the Banshees, Reggae Regular, Elvis Costello, the Boomtown Rats, and Dedannan. I hope you'll try and listen to it, if you possibly can. I hope to be in a good mood after Liverpool have vaporised Southampton. And it's Tommy Vance for you tomorrow night from 10 till midnight. Good night.